Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
Welcome to this demonstration of iOS 5 with VoiceOver. And in this demonstration, I want to take you through a few of the differences in iOS 5 to do with your home screens on your iPhone. So let me say that I've got my iPhone turned on, VoiceOver is running, and I'm currently sitting at the main home screen of my iPhone with the message application in focus. Now, of course, the first thing I want to show you is, and what everybody gets pretty excited about, is the new notification center. Now, I will do a proper demo on the notification center, but of course, everybody wants to have a go at it. So the first thing I do is show you how to get into it and navigate it and how to get out of it. So we'll do that now before we get into anything else. So if I touch my status line at the top of the screen of the phone screen,
8:55 p.m. status bar item.
Yes, I'm on the status line. And I've got my hints currently turned off at the moment, but it would say do a three-finger scroll down to bring up the notification center. So I'll do that now. Three-finger swipe down.
Notification. Gosford. Currently 16 degrees, high 19, low 14.
Okay, and by default, the apps are organized automatically in relation to time of when their notifications were in the notification center. So if I do a one finger flick down to move through each item on my notification screen, you'll find out that each app has got its own heading, and below that application is a clear button. And then if you double tap on the clear button, there'll be a confirm button to confirm that you want to clear those notifications. And then of course underneath that button is all the notifications to do that application. So the weather app's really not going to have a button to clear because it's a weather application. So let's do a one finger flick to the right.
Mail.
Okay, here's our first one, mail. One finger flick to the right.
Clear section button.
There's the clear section button. And of course, if I did a one finger double tap.
Confirm clear section.
I've got confirm clear section, so I might do that now. One finger double tap to clear my mail center.
Navigon.
And I've got notifications from Navigon. If I do one finger flick to the right.
Clear section button.
That's a clear section. Let's just see what the message was from Navigon. So one finger flick to the right.
And red. Navigon. Navigation is being terminated in order to save battery power. Please connect your device to a power supply or switch to Navigon to continue navigating. 8H ago.
So one finger flick to the left.
Clear section button.
Back to clear section, one finger double tap.
Confirm clear section.
And one finger double tap again to confirm to clear it.
Gosford. Currently 16 degrees.
Back to weather. So
19,
one finger flick to the right.
Dismiss notification center button.
And that's all I've got there at the moment. So I'm going to do one finger double tap on dismiss notification center.
Messages for new items.
And I'm back to the home screen. Now, if I had lots on that I wanted to escape, I'll just show you how to do that. So I'm going to touch on the status line again.
57% battery power. Status bar
okay,
item.
Three finger swipe down.
Notific. Gosford. Currently 16 degrees. High 19. Low 14.
Okay, and this time what I'm going to do is a two finger scrub. So two fingers and scrubbing left to right.
Messages for new items.
And that will also take you out of the notification center. So that's notifications briefly. You can do different things with notifications and how it alerts you and so on. I should say that your battery status will still come up as an alert at 20% and 10% of battery power, which I think is still relatively important because you want to know how much battery you've got left and get notified of it right in your face in case you ran out of power. Okay, so let's go through the rest of these items on your home screens just to show you what's slightly different. Now, the message application is also where you now do iMessage. So let's do one finger flick to the right and we'll keep going to the first new item.
Calendar. Wednesday, the 12th of October.
And as you can tell, the calendar icon now has the current date on it as well. So let's keep going to the right with one finger flick to the right.
Photos. Camera. YouTube. Stocks. Maps. Weather. Notes. Reminders.
Okay, the reminders application, where you can easily set reminders, of course, to remind yourself about specific tasks. And you can set what it's called a geofence around a GPS location so that, for example, when you get to work, you can have a reminder remind you to do something when you get to work. And again, like notifications, messages, stroke iMessages, and reminders and other ones that we'll come across, I will be doing a full demonstration podcast on those items as well. So let's keep going to the right, one finger flick to the right.
Clock. Game center. Newsstand folder. Zero items.
Okay, newsstand folder. Zero items. Newsstand is where your subscriptions to newspapers and magazines go. And I've been told, as of the date of this recording, that some of the subscriptions that will go into that folder are not accessible with VoiceOver. So I would check with somebody that's actually used the subscriptions to make sure that when you come to do them, that they will be accessible to use with VoiceOver. And as you also heard, it said zero items. So when you're on a folder now, VoiceOver will tell you how many items are in that folder. So let's keep flicking to the right.
iTunes. App Store. Settings. Page 1 of 10. Adjustable.
Now, the page 1 of 10 is something that's actually very interesting now. Remember, traditionally, you move between your home screens by doing a three-finger swipe to the left to move right and a three-finger swipe to the right to move left. Well, if you do a two-finger counterclockwise rotate on your rotor...
Adjust value.
If I now do a one-finger flick up on the My Current page 1 of 10... One-finger flick
page
up.
Page 2 of 10.
I'm now moving...
Page 3 of 10. Page 4 of 10.
Page by page by just doing one finger flick up now via the rotor. So one finger flick down and I'm
page
moving
3 of 10.
Back through my home screen.
Page 2 of 10. Page 1 of 10.
Okay, so a very easy way now to navigate. Some people do find it hard to move by those three finger swipes left and right. Whereas this with one finger seems to be much easier. Okay, so let's keep going to the next item with one finger flick to the right.
Phone. Mail. 3. Safari. Music.
Now the music icon was previously the iPod icon, but the music now contains just your music, playlists, audiobooks and podcasts. All your video content, such as movies and TV programs, are now put into their own video icon. So let me go to page 2, and in my case I'm just going to do a three-finger swipe to the left.
Page 2 of 10. Videos.
And there's videos. So two icons now, music and video, rather than just one on your dock down the bottom, iPod, that's now gone. So one finger flick to the right to move past video.
Utilities folder, 4 apps.
And utilities folder's got 4 applications, as it just told us. And let's just double check what's inside there, one finger double tap.
Utilities.
One finger flick to the right.
Contacts. Calculator. Compass. Voice memos.
Okay, that's currently in the utilities folder. So let me close that by pressing the home button.
Utilities folder. 4 apps.
Home button again to close back to my main home screen.
Calendar. Wednesday, the 12th of October.
Okay, and we're back to the icon for calendar with the date. Now I just want to show you one application at the moment, which is actually quite a nifty little change. Very simple change in some ways, but very powerful. Let's go to the weather application. I know it doesn't sound very exciting, but let's go to the weather application anyway. So
photos,
one finger flick to the right.
Camera, YouTube, stocks, maps, weather.
One finger double tap to open.
Weather. Gosford. High 19 degrees Celsius. Low 14 degrees Celsius. Hourly weather available.
And you heard it say hourly weather available, which means if I now do a one finger double tap on the screen.
Hourly forecast visible.
I'll now get the forecast hourly. So if I do a one-finger flick to the right and keep going.
Currently, partly cloudy. Currently, 16 degrees Celsius. Wednesday, cloudy, 9 p.m. Cloudy, 10 p.m. Cloudy, 11 p.m. Cloudy, 16 degrees Celsius.
Okay, so I'm actually getting an hourly weather forecast now. If I do a one-finger double tap again.
Hourly forecast here. Saturday, scattered
thunderstorms. It's actually now
high 24 degrees Celsius,
the
low 17 degrees Celsius.
Screen. So if I do a two-finger swipe up to read from the top of the screen, you'll hear it is just the normal weather again.
Gosford, high 19 degrees Celsius, low 14 degrees Celsius, hourly weather available. Currently, partly cloudy, full moon. Currently, 16 degrees Celsius. Wednesday, cloudy, high 19 degrees Celsius, low 14 degrees Celsius. Thursday, cloudy, high 7.
Okay, so as you can tell, it's just gone on to the next day, Thursday. So that's quite nifty. So basically when you're in the weather application, one finger double tap will give you the hourly forecast. One finger double tap again will hide it. So you press the home button to close that down.
17 degrees. Weather.
Now to complete this off, I want to show you something very interesting now to do with the lock screen on your iPhone. So let me lock the iPhone by pressing the power sleep button.
Screen locked.
Now normally you'd press the home button like this.
905.
And that gives us our normal unlock screen. And if I touch down the bottom left-hand side of the screen, of course...
Slide to unlock.
We get slide to unlock. And that's the normal lock screen that we're all used to. But let me lock it again with the power sleep button.
Screen locked.
And let me show you something very exciting, for at least for me again. I'm going to press my home button twice now. So 1, 2.
9:06.
So there's the time again. But this time if I now flick to the right.
Previous track. Button.
That's the my iPod controls. Previous.
Play.
Play. Button.
Next track.
And
button.
Next track. So if I press.
Play. Button.
Play by just moving backwards with one finger to the left and one finger double tap.
Play.
Calculated the date.
I started playing my audiobook.
Thereby determining which two characters to search for.
Pause.
Okay, let's keep going to the right with one finger flick to the right.
Next track, volume, 100%.
That's volume.
Christopher Ride, The Schumann Frequency, unabridged. Part
2,
The Schumann Frequency, unabridged.
I'm listening to. One finger flick to the right.
Unlock.
Unlock button, one finger flick to the right again.
Take picture button.
Take picture button. And the unlock button and the take picture button, they're both down the bottom on the left and right hand sides. On the left is the unlock, and on the right is the camera button to take a picture. I.e. to put you in the camera application to take a picture, which you can do by double tapping the camera button when you're in the application, or by holding down the volume up button for a second or two, and that'll take a picture. So to give you some orientation,
9:08. Nick.
Okay, at the top of the screen, we've got the time, 9:08. And if I could put my finger down,
previous track,
previous,
button, play, next track,
to the right,
button,
next track, come down,
volume,
that's 100%, the volume.
Adjustable.
Down the screen.
Christopher Ride,
the
Schumann Frequency,
the actual
unabridged,
book I'm listening
part
to, down again.
Unlock.
And then we've got the unlock, and to the right.
Take picture button.
The take picture button. So it's pretty well laid out. You can really get used to where things are. And in between the unlock button information and the name of the book, that's where your notifications will pop up when you've got the screen locked. And you can actually have VoiceOver read that or not by doing notifications on in
screen
the
locked.
VoiceOver panel in accessibility. And as you just heard then, my screen locked. The way the screen locks now, and this is with both the normal lock screen, which is as before, but with the new double press of the home button lock screen, if you don't do anything within 30 seconds, the phone will relock itself, which is quite handy. So that concludes this demonstration of iOS 5 and some home screen items. If you've got any other questions about Apple accessibility, please contact the Adaptive Technology Help Desk at Vision Australia on 1300 847 466. Thanks for listening and bye for now.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.